I meant to get to this yesterday. This was pretty amazing drama at the Olympics just a couple of nights ago. We were talking about speed skating and the great Eric Heiden that locked us in on speed skating when we were kids, a lot younger, and growing up and watching this sport. Well, the women's 1,000-meter race the other night was pretty amazing. That Jutta Leerdam won the gold. She's from the Netherlands. That's Jake Paul's girlfriend. By the way, have you ever seen an athlete wear a lot of makeup before competing?
Yes.
Outside of, like, figure skaters?
Was it Flo-Jo?
Okay, Flo-Jo did.
I think Flo-Jo, the great track and field star.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to police what she wears before she races. I'm just saying. I just never really noticed that before.
Hey, whatever helps you go faster.
That's right. Maybe it helps her go faster. Well, it worked. She won the gold. And her teammate got the silver and actually had the best time before Leerdam recorded what I do believe was a world record or at least an Olympic record just minutes later. And this goes into the category of uncomfortable sports names. We did this a long, long time ago. And you remember when we did that segment, it like carried on for months and we had people like Dale Hansen calling in and saying, yeah, one time I did a high school basketball game and there was a player named Fonda. That was her first name. Her last name was Dix, D-I-X.
Yep.
And she scored like 48 points.
Had to say her name all night long.
I mean, it's not as if she came off the bench. She was, you know, on the court and scored every point they had. So that was the case for Bill Spalding, who is really good at this, by the way. Play-by-play of speed skating. I think he's a really good play-by-play dude. He used to do the New Jersey Devils. Well, this was his call of what turned out to be a really good time by a Netherlands speed skater.
But now it's Femke Kok's turn. She's going to chase her down this backstretch, catapulting into this corner.
Kok got the mega draft there, and now she moves into the lead. At Dutch Olympic Trials, Kok won both the 500 and the 1,000. She's won three 500-meter world championships, and she is blasting this field away, a 26.5 lap.
We called early on that it would take an Olympic record to be able to win this race today. That's Olympic record pace for Femke Kok. She sometimes struggles in the last lap, but if she can hang on, she set a blistering pace.
Brittany Bowe was also ahead of Aaron Jackson's pace. Here comes Femke Kok looking to end the Dutch medal drought over the opening weekend at these Olympics. Kok to the line, just completely dominant. Olympic record of 28.62 final lap and 112.59 overall.
See what I mean? Wasn't that a great call?
It was.
What were we listening for there?
I just said he's a good play-by-play guy and he made a great call. That's why I thought you'd want to hear.
It was okay. There was just nothing outstanding there that I heard.
Well, I don't know.
Nothing
I'm
notable.
Kind of a student of play-by-play, and I think that was a great call.
Kok got the mega draft there, and now she moves into the lead.
See what I mean? That description of calling a race. I think it was terrific by him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Kok is fine with that call. I mean, if she listens back to it and thinks that he memorialized it pretty well.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay.
I thought he did a great job.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Okay, so, yeah, he should have added that at the end of the call. That's the only thing that could have made that call better. I thought that was just terrific play-by-play work by Bill Spalding.
By the way, for those wondering, that kind of an odd last name, one of those athletes, the spelling is K-O-K.
Right.
Yeah.
What did you think it was? That's
well,
what I assumed it was.
I heard something in there that the listener might have thought was spelled differently.
Oh, Femke? Yeah, Femke's N-O-M-K-E.
That is a difficult one to spell.
K-E.
Yeah.
That's how you spell her first name.
I thought
name.
It was P-H, Femke with a P-H.
No.
Yeah, that's okay. What I was spelling, Femke, K-O-K.
Well, you just said you heard a word in there, a name in there that may have been spelled differently. All right, so there's some exciting play-by-play, and I don't know if you guys realize this, but we have been called out by a member of the ticket team. Just this past Friday.
What else is new?
Yeah.
every member of the ticket team has been called out by a member of the ticket team at some point.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've been called out on air, though. And this was from a guy who just won the e-brake. In case you missed the e-brake this last Friday, This is EA Azad falling asleep during programming on Sunday morning.
I mean, that match went on for so long. I was like, there's got to be some lasting effects that'll maybe, you know, show up in the final, but they didn't.
I like how the sets progressed.
Right.
Going one way and the other.
It really did. It was a back and forth. Hold on. We're going live to EA snoring in the producer chair. Oh, my God. He was so tired of y'all's tennis talk.
I thought this was just a drop.
Okay, so then he woke up, and you get the idea. Well, this is his return volley to us on Sunday morning after learning that he won the e-break.
I also want to call out the Musers for a little bit.
This will work out great.
Go ahead.
During the e-break, they're under an assumption that I was working that, and they called out my professionalism. I am a very professional person. I only sleep when I'm off the duty, okay? Off duty.
Oh, well, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
He only sleeps when he's off the duty, and I didn't add that detail, but this is another strange thing about EA. He works with Elf, and then he's off. He's off the duty, as he says. And so he stays up here, and as Monty described yesterday, he waits for his brother to come pick him up on a bike, which I don't know if that's
true
or
not. Wait,
what? It was a joke. Oh. It was a joke. But he hangs around here, and he's not working, but he sleeps, and he sleeps in, I guess, the empty producer chair. In the capsule in there, which is really strange. I don't know how that's helping anything, but yeah.
Well, yeah, why not just sleep in the conference room or something like that?
I guess because he wants to listen to work in
the
progress,
show?
I guess.
Or go home.
Yeah, well, that would make some sense, too.
Home may be a rough place for him, Jacob. So.
Maybe. Okay, so we've cleared that up. I was going to clear that up last Friday, but again, I thought you guys would be confused about that. Wait, he just sleeps up here every Sunday morning in the capsule in the producer's chair?
Yes. I did think he was working.
Yeah.
And I made the point about how he's the one supposed to be listening to the show if he's in the producer's chair. But yes.
Just know he was.
I'm sorry, EA.
Yes. We're all sorry. We didn't realize you were off the duty.
Off the duty.
Yes. We stand corrected.